What's up, guys? Welcome back to the DFS Formula Remastered course. Today, we're going to be transforming this into a super cool mod crop kind of image. We have to think and understand the map of each haircut that we're working on, but to do that and make it easier to comprehend, as always, using the DFS formula, we're working through our three funnels. First funnel is preparation, and in terms of preparation, we want to get a full identity, a full awareness of the combination of anatomy in terms of density, texture, growth patterns, facial features, head shape, etc. And we want to get an idea of what is the end look. Now, the end look is the idea of a mod crop. Now, we can see that he's got quite sharp features. There's a little bit of softness in there. Obviously, it's a mannequin head, but it's still got quite a strong, straight jawline. His chin is quite square. We're working on overall a relatively strong image. So we're going to be working on something that is going to be a little bit softer, but there's a difference. Again, for the day-to-day wearability of a customer, we're looking to balance their features. For overall imagery, we're looking to balance features. But occasionally, and where appropriate, we can accentuate features. So overall, this haircut is going to be soft. It's going to be soft in its elements in regarding, we're going to work on a softer haircut because we're going to work on an increasing length towards the bottom, taking the weight out of here, maintaining some length towards the bottom and to the externals. But obviously, in having shorter hair up here means we can maybe look towards some sort of a more creative style in to accentuate the look. So for a day-to-day look, it would sit quite soft for the client. But for us, we can maybe transform it into something a little bit sharper. What we want to do is we want to use our funnels and just do preparation right now. So we're going to isolate parietal and below away from what's above. We're going to get an idea of the anatomy and we're just going to begin as normal. Now, these mannequins are great because they have a crown at the back. So we're going to go, as always, from that crown at the back and we're going to isolate our two areas, parietal and above and parietal and below. So starting from that crown at the back, and we're going to section through. And we're going to section through to the natural growth pattern. Because again, when we're looking to understand the overall features, when we're looking to understand the overall shape of the head, a lot of the time, a good factor that plays into the head shape is the height of the growth pattern. Where the growth pattern comes a lot higher on the head, it means the head is actually a little bit rounder through here. So the fact that his growth pattern comes quite forward through here shows me that his head is a little bit round towards the top. It's not all square. So we're looking at balancing features. We're looking at everywhere. Obviously, through this haircut, the fringe is part of the styling. So I want to keep the fringe as a separate entity in regards to, I want to deal with that when it comes to the top so that I don't over edge it and I don't do anything drastic too early. So we're going to go finger into the recession. We're going to go from the ears and we're going to go down into that recession point. So now again, we can look to make sure that we're working appropriately, keep that hair that needs to be regarded in with the top, for now at least, into there, and then we can just work again from the crown and do the exact same on the opposite side. So doing the exact same thing on this side, so again, because we're now checking for imbalances of the head shape, so like if one side is squarer than the other, obviously it's a mannequin, so it's relatively symmetrical, but again, they're not always going to be. So we want to be checking to make sure that we're working as appropriately as possible. Now, a lot of the time I'll come to the front and be holding, especially if I'm trying to create something where I'm obviously preserving that area at the front, I'm gonna be holding this in my hands and I wanna be checking to see if this is relatively symmetrical on both sides to make sure that I'm actually working appropriately on both sides. I can see there's a tiny bit. So now we're working pretty even both sides. So again, I would rather know which areas are doing what before I start cutting, so I don't end up surprised by anything that crops up in the haircut, anything that particularly affects the style of the haircut. Now we have parietal and below isolated away from parietal and above. So what I'm going to do first is, what we need to do first is we need to understand what is our map on the sides. So what is our vertical shape? What is our horizontal shape? So our vertical shape, I want to work, especially behind the ears. I know I want that to work on an increasing layer to take the weight out from here, okay? Because I want this to have a lot more texture, be a lot more movable, stylable. And so we need to take that a bit shorter, but we don't want to lose the external length through here because we want to keep that as part of the image. So we want to work on something increasing so it goes from shorter to longer. as we get forward, so horizontally, do I want it to be longer at the back or short at the back? Do I want it to be longer at the front or short at the front? Or do I want it to be uniform all the way around in how that shape goes? For me, right now, what I'm thinking is, because I want to keep the externals through here, what I would rather do before I start exactly deciding how the base is going to fit, before I start fully deciding how the horizontal shape is going to fit together, I'm actually going to separate and isolate at the ears or just behind the ears. Okay, so I'm going to separate the hair that is just behind the ears away from the hair that is in front of the ears. And the reason being is so that I can look at setting the base for each individually. So I can look to set the base for each area individually and then come through to join them together, and that's gonna tell me my horizontal shape. Again, I wanna have a full consciousness over this, but at the same point, I want to be as careful as possible. If I'm not 1,000,000% sure exactly how I want something to look, but I know how I'm gonna want each individual area to look, then what I'm going to do is I'm going to do that first, each individually, so that the horizontal, so that the external shape is set at the front and the back, at the very bottom, at the base. So then I can just join them two bases together, and then that gives me my horizontal shape for the base and allows me to be able to process and comprehend the horizontal shape at the guide a little bit more. So what we're going to do is I'm going to set my base at the back first. So I like to often use horizontal here so I can look with the client and decide with the client where they want that to fall to as it comes around the ear. So I'm going to use that as my sort of starting point and my reference point. And so what I'm going to do is I like to often use as well a reference point of like either a bone, a piece of clothing or whatever. What I'm going to use here is I'm going to use the base of this. Okay. And we're just going to take that just to the base there. And we're going to work that all the way around horizontally. So horizontally, this is going to be a round shape. It's going to be round from the ears back, but at the ears, that hair is going to be a little bit squarer. So it's gonna be more of a rounded square because we're not cutting this up with where it grows from. We've pulled this hair down to here. So we have to remember that essentially we're working slightly square because we started here as opposed to pulling it back to here. So it's not fully square, but it's a bit of a beveled square, okay? Now we're gonna do the exact same thing on both sides and then just come back around. And now we have our base set at the back. Okay, so now what I'm going to do is I'm going to pull my hair at the front and look around about where am I going to want this to fall to. Now, I think I'm going to want it to fall around about cheekbone height. Okay, so I'm going to take it a little bit lower to start with so I don't take it too short because once it dries, obviously, that's going to impact what it looks like. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to pull this hair. Now, if you wanted to just take that very front section, you could. But for me, it's going to be more efficient to just pull all of this hair. Again, the hair's not too dense. If the hair was denser, then yes, you wouldn't want to do this. What I'm going to do is I'm going to want to get it obviously so it goes longer towards the back because we're going to have that cropping towards the front. Okay, so we're going to have it at this angle because I want it angled into there, essentially. But to start with, we're just going to choose the height of this. So I'm going to pull forwards, pull to just past my cheekbone because I want it to dry to about that height. We're going to simply cut and follow that guide all the way. And then from that guide there, again, putting the back end of it on where the guide is and then just pulling down. And all I want to do now is connect that into that. And then our base is set the whole way around. So again, because we're working at the ears, if there's anything here to, I mean, the way the hair is at the ears already, it doesn't quite reach. So what I want to do is make sure that I get this and I look where that's going to go. So all I need to do is take off that tiny bit. And then that is pretty much connected. Okay, at the base. So I want to do the same exact thing on the opposite side. So on this side, we take the base again, forwards, just past the cheekbone. Now, a lot of the time, what I'll like to do, because again, we want it to look good from all angles, is I'll take it to the cheekbone first, just past the cheekbone, take that off. And then after, we'll check both sides and make sure they're the same, make sure we level them out. Because what I'm doing is I'm taking them both based off of the natural height that the cheekbone is at this side, and then working them together. And just simply connecting that into what's at the back. That side then is pretty much connected all the way through. This side's a tiny bit longer. So all I'm gonna do is I'm gonna take that hair there, the very front, take this hair at the very front, and see there's that much extra to take off. Okay, so all I'm gonna do is take that off and then use it as my guide and just make sure everything else blends into and from that. And now we can move on to setting our guide layer. Now our guide layer, because we're looking to remove weight above the parietal ridge, we're gonna start our guide at the top of this section. In regards to how we're gonna set this, what I think is, what I want to do is I want to work on something that gets a little bit longer towards the front. And what I mean by that is I want to maintain the length through the whole of the fringe. So whatever this length is through here, right now, I want to simply use that as my guide. Whatever at the top of this section is, I'm gonna use that as my guide to blend into this, okay? So what we're going to do is we're gonna start on the very top of my section as always. And we're gonna look at the functionality of it. Obviously, I'm working on a mannequin, so I can actually work a little bit more creatively, a little bit more free. So if you're working on a regular client, you'll see me do this on a couple of models already, but you'll see me grab this and then functionally look at exactly where I want this to be able to fall to. So I would grab this and be like, okay, so we want this hair to be able to fall to about there. That's my guide, and then increase in between. On this haircut, we're gonna work pretty short on top. So we're actually gonna work so that it can be styled to come out if we wanted to. Obviously that's gonna be longer anyway, but it could be styled just to maybe touch onto the parietal ridge. That's gonna be our guide. So that is my guide, my starting point here. Now, as we go forwards, what I want to do is I'm gonna keep it round until I get past the round of the head. So we're just, as we go to the round of the head, not quite the ears on this haircut, but as we go to the round of the head, we're keeping it completely parallel to where it grows from, just working round. From here, I want to work back into, I want to work into what we already have here, okay? So that is now going to be my point of reference where I need to cut that into what's at the front. So even though I'm working the guide layer here, the easiest way for me to be able to extend into that is going to be with my razor. So cutting my guide here with my razor, straight from where it grows into what's there. So I know now my guide gets progressively longer towards the front into what's already there. And I'm doing the exact same thing on this side. So taking my guide completely round until I actually get fully onto the round of the head. And then from there, just working into what we already have at the front. So the same again, pick up straight from where it grows. We can use our razor to feather into what's already at the front. So now we know we have our guide set all the way around the head, and all we have to do is join point to point. Now, obviously, we're not expecting this point to literally reach the top. All we're gonna do is we're gonna increase in length until no more hair comes back up again. So what we're going to do is we're gonna start with our section in the very center, starting with our section in the very, very center, across one way, get that out the way, section that out the way, and then take that, get that out the way, and then we have our first section ready, and all we have left to do is join from the point at the top to the point at the bottom. Now, a good way to guarantee that you're keeping a consistent line, obviously, is to one, imagine the line, but two, so I will keep my palms on a similar position, the same position as much as I can. So for here, as I increase, what I wanna do is I wanna have it so that my palm of my hand or the base of the palm, so here, right, just where my thumb is, I'm gonna have that positioned on the actual apex. So again, you can look from the ears to see where you wanna position it. I'm looking so that the base of my thumb there is gonna be on the actual apex so that as I pick up, as I move up from here, I can have my hand there, and I know I'm just increasing at that angle. And I'm gonna keep that same angle every time. Hand on the apex, base of the hand, and just going up every time. Same again. Until no more comes out. So at this point, no more's coming out, so we know we're good to go. And all I have to do then, as always, is just comb this into the previous area that was sectioned out, clip that out the way, and then move all the way around. So I'm gonna move all the way around one side and then come back all the way around the other. Palm on the head and up. Palm on the head and up. And we're just keeping that base of my thumb and my palm on that head and just moving up all the way through. All the way through until no more hair comes out. Same again, comb that out the way, clip it, and then move all the way through. Again, palm on the head, and then working all the way through. And again, for now, because we're not having to worry about the left and right of this, it makes everything so much easier. We're not having to worry about overdirection. We're having to worry about our previous section. So everything we do, we can just simply focus on our actual mechanics, which is so much nicer, easier, and more enjoyable when it comes to haircutting. Because half of the stress is about how much you've got to think about at once. You've got to think about everything in front of your section, behind your section, underneath it, everything. And you're trying to cut all these things and think about all these things. It makes it very, very overwhelming to be efficient in the barbershop. We're working as simply as possible to make our life as easy as possible. So continuing again, all the way through, palm on the head. And now as we start to get past the round of the head, what's gonna happen? Our guide is gonna get a little bit longer the further forward we go. Onto our next. And now as we start to get to this next section, this is where we should start to see our guide starting to get progressively longer. It shouldn't be too much longer on this section. On the next one, that's when we'll really start to get into the longer guide. All the way down to the bottom. Because then again, once we get past or to the ear, now we're looking at that progressive length. So horizontally, everything is going to start getting a tiny bit longer. Again, see my palm on the apex. So no more hair comes off. Last few sections. Again, see my guide way longer. Starting to get progressively longer horizontally. So we're working down until no more hair comes out. And again, that will be our base at the very front. Last few sections, last two. Obviously through here, our guide's gonna get a lot longer. Probably won't have any hair to take out there. And the same for this section. You can see the guide is the longest part. So we leave that as it is. And then just repeat on the opposite side. Georgie, I'm not repeating. I'm just gonna do this side, but you get the gist. So now we can see that flow and that shape, like the actual outline hasn't changed in terms of too much from the original hair that was in front of us. Obviously we've adjusted it to sit exactly where we wanted it to be, but it's mostly the internal that has changed. We've took a lot of weight out of here, but that's gonna allow this to be stylable. When I first set that guide, a lot of people will have like alarm bells of like, how the hell is this gonna look good? But once you start to see the fact that that's actually layered in appropriately, it starts to become more obvious. So all we have left to do now is to cut the top. Now, on top, I'm gonna work on something that is actually very interesting, and a lot of people, especially in our mentorship group, have been asking me to teach this. And so what we're gonna work on here is what I call negative disconnection. I'm not trying to say that to sound fancy, it's just the only thing I can think to call this. And that is where the top is essentially shorter than the sides. Obviously here will be connected because that's gonna be short, that's already short, that's short, right, we connect. But once we get to the ears forwards, this continues to get longer. Whereas we want the top to get shorter whilst that is longer. So it's gonna be disconnected, but the sides will be shorter than the top. Sorry, the sides will be longer than the top. So we're gonna do it the exact same. We're just gonna have to be a little bit more careful in what we're doing so we don't essentially accidentally cut this short. Okay, so what we're gonna do is we're gonna keep the top and the sides separate at first. So we're gonna section through the middle as normal. Okay, we're gonna section through the center. And now, we're gonna leave the hair, apex forwards, ear forwards on top, we're gonna leave it there. What we're going to do is, from the ears back, we're gonna section that out, both sides, and we're gonna take that, and we're gonna clip that up and out the way. So at the moment we have a essentially this section out, both sides, and we're just gonna connect this to what's underneath. Now we're using our guide from underneath. The guide is there. That's our guide. We're using that guide underneath, and we're gonna be elevating this a little bit heavier than completely round, just a little bit squarer. I don't wanna go completely round, straight from where it's from. I'm actually gonna take this and I'm gonna take a little bit away and I'm gonna lay it on to a chest elevation so it's actually a little bit squarer, okay? So we're connecting that top onto what's underneath, just that little bit squarer, okay? It gets progressively longer towards the front, so at the moment, we're following that, okay? At the moment, we're just following that guide. And we're gonna do the same both sides. What I'm gonna do before we move on to the front is I'm gonna actually cut the middle at the back. So using our guide on the sides, now keeping it that little bit square to our guide, okay? So even though our guide is on the rounder point of the head, we're keeping this that little bit square. We're gonna move forward section by section until we get to that area at the ears. Keeping it square again. And then our last section. So remember, this is all adapting because I normally start from the front and work backwards, but this is all about using the same exact system, but just adapting it to suit exactly what you're doing, okay? So now behind the ears, we have got completely round, completely soft, okay? Now, obviously, as we move through the haircut, we're gonna show how exactly we turn this into something that's gonna look good, look appropriate. But we can see now something that's taken all that weight out of the internal, external has all that length. So again, the customer maybe doesn't look super different from afar, or they don't feel like it looks super different, but it feels super different for the client, okay? But now, forwards of this, this is how we're gonna work. So in front of this now, what we're gonna do is we're gonna unclip this, and what we're going to do is, at first, we're going to section across our first section on the hairline, as we would often do, but we're gonna take that back, and we're gonna leave this clipped up still. Again, we're working on a serious adaptation of what we're doing here with the DFS formula. So we're gonna have that come through, we'll do the same both sides. Again, Georgie, I'm half doing this side. What we're gonna do is we're gonna choose a height for our fringe, but obviously this height is gonna be very different in regards to, we're gonna have it quite extreme, where it's gonna start short and it's gonna come out to the sides, okay? So what I want to do here is I want to start first section, we want it to be strong and soft. I'm gonna take it to around about just under eyebrow height, so it sits just at eyebrow or over. And we're gonna cut this completely straight. Okay, so that's our key guide in the center. Yep. And then all we're gonna do is we're gonna take that and we're gonna use that to work into that point there. We might even work a bit shorter. I think I'm gonna take it a bit shorter just because we have the freedom to. Okay, I'm gonna work a little bit stronger on this. So I'm gonna go just above eyebrow height. Okay, still working my feather razor, just working to just above eyebrow height. Now, what I'm going to do is, in terms of the hairstyle itself, what I want to do is I wanna work then into the length we picked originally through here. So what we're going to do is we're gonna take this and this and we're just gonna fan into it. We're gonna go from here and we're gonna go and we're just gonna fan down into the fringe. Or sorry, we're gonna fan down into the base. So again, just working point to point, and again, we've gotta work into here. So we don't wanna fan down too much, but I'd rather take it little by little. So we can see now, all that is now blended into there, and we're gonna do the exact same both sides. People can get confused now of like kind of where is this supposed to go? Is it supposed to go forward and be part of this? What is it supposed to do? So what we want this to do essentially horizontally, you have to think about it. Horizontally, I want this to connect into this and this. So what we would do is take out the hair that is fanning out essentially. Okay, so what I'm gonna do is the hair that is fanning out, I'm gonna kind of take that out. I'm gonna use this, pull this way, and I'm gonna use that as my guide. I'm gonna use that as my starting point for where I'm gonna cut this. Okay, so that's my guide horizontally, and I'm gonna work back into what's already there. Okay, and I'm just gonna do the same exact thing both sides, because now we'll look what happens. Now, horizontally, that is completely connected into all of this super edgy, cropped, shag, mullet, mod kind of haircut. And we didn't have to do anything too super difficult. We just had to have a high level of consciousness over what we did. Now, I'm not saying the understanding of it isn't difficult, but what I'm saying is the execution of it isn't. And normally it's hard to understand and hard to do. Whereas with the DFS formula, it's just hard to understand in regards to, like, this is very complex. And we just have to take our time and just understand, complete each line by line by line, not section by section, not area by area, line by line. But then all we have to do is at the very front, we're just gonna take that front section and we're gonna cut, well, we're gonna take the first section first and we're gonna cut just the center out, just to avoid having an excess peak in the middle. Keeping it square, and then just go back until we get to the sections that we've already completed. Because now we only have to just take that center off. Everything is super, super easy. Everything is done. All we have left to do now is style it, which is the easiest, most enjoyable part. So all we have left to do now is to style this into shape, okay? So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna add in some 245 clay, okay? And we're gonna distribute this around the hair. We're gonna distribute it wet. So I'm not gonna put too much in because the clay is really powerful. It expands quite a lot. So I'm gonna put finger-sized amount in. We're gonna massage it so it's fully warm in the hands because it's a little bit thick. Once it's in, all we're gonna do is we're gonna scrunch those key areas. And again, the front, I'm gonna put down a little bit, but we're mostly gonna be scrunching this all around. Now again, exactly where this fans out, like for now, we've done what we think should happen. But at the same point, if we get towards the end of the haircut and we look and we go, you know what, maybe we should take it straight a little bit further, then fan out, maybe we do that. But right now, we don't even need to worry about that too much. All I'm gonna do is I'm gonna make sure the hair is gonna be fully wet down, and then I'm gonna start with my blow dryer with no nozzle at all, just to help build in some direction, and then we'll use the diffuser to just refine the styling. And just blasting at first to just get that key direction in. Once that direction has started to come into the hair, so again, remember, short hair stands up, long hair falls. If you want hairstyles like this to be stylable, and you wanna be able to actually do something with them, then you need to be taking the top area shorter so that you can actually style it. Now, this is where a lot of people come unstuck because they're not often sure how to go about doing that. And that's why this system is super easy. No matter what haircut you're doing, it makes everything easy. Compressing those areas we need compressed. Because you can see, like, a lot of the time, people will struggle with having something so short on top, so long on the bottom, and being able to make sure it actually works and actually fits together. And so that negative disconnection has helped us to still keep everything tied together with the guide, right? And with the guide layer we created initially, everything is still tied together with that. But at the same point, everything is super easy to see how it has its own element and has its own style behind it. And so we'll do a little bit of refining, a little bit of detailing, but there really isn't gonna be too much work to do. And this is one of the things I've always stressed, like scissor cuts are the easiest cuts that you'll ever do when using the DFS formula, because there's not as much reaction, okay? Like, you're in a lot more control with the haircut. And you can see now how that haircut is piecing together, because I think a lot of the time, again, as I said, when you look at me first putting in that guide, a lot of people might freak out and think, how the hell is that gonna actually look like what we want it to look like? I think it's really important to see that kind of come together and come to life. So all that's really left in regards to the finishing touches of the styling is going to be a little bit of styling powder to just help us fully bring out as much texture as possible, but also then just a little bit of, like, ensuring that the style on top, the style all around is exactly as we want it to be. Ignore this whilst I just make this side look kind of like it actually fits into the haircut so that I don't have to and hide it too much. And what I wanted to actually do is I want to just across the edges, so across the ends, I'm just gonna break it up just a little bit more. What I'll do to do this, I'll pick up a piece of hair, let's say this bit of hair, like a grouping of hair together with my feather razor, and just on the end, just go in and pull, because that way then you're only taking, like, a block of hair, you're not cutting all that, like, you're just breaking up a block of hair. Okay, rather than, like, the same thing that you're doing with point cutting, just literally going in and breaking up that block of hair. Only on the very ends, just to help this to sit as naturally as possible. And then all I want to do just at the very edge here is I'm just going to take that square for just an extra cut. So around about 3 nodules on my feather razor, just to about there. And then I'm just going to pull, and then from our guide into what's already there. And I think that from the front looks a little bit better because it almost looks stronger and softer at the same time. It's not a crazy lineup. It's not super straight. It's not super harsh. But at the same point, it adds a little bit more strength than we had previously. Just going to pull through and just take out a little bit from the center and remove the weight of that line. As I come towards the front and we have that sort of extension, that fan out through here, I'm just going to do the same thing and just break up exactly how that fans out, just a touch. What we're looking at here is a sort of take on a mod crop. Again, I'm going to just go through and just at the very edges here, same as we did at the front, just break up how exactly that line looks by just taking them pieces. So I'm happy with the line, I'm happy with the height of it. Again, as I said, you can, if you want to, go through and do some refining towards the end of like the height of the line. I'm pretty happy with that, but just through the ends, I'm just wanting to break up exactly how this falls. So this line is still there because again, remember we said, we want a balance of soft and sharp on this haircut. And because we want a balance of soft and sharp, we want to be able to see a clear outline. But I want the clear outline to be relatively broken and texturized. At the end of the day for the client, the haircut is done pretty much, okay? The haircut is the haircut. Now we're looking at these final touches to just turn it into that real strong image or that balanced image for the customer. So for me, with this looking the way it does, I feel like it almost needs a bit of strength at the front. I like how the back sits. I like how the sides sit. I like how the outline is. I like the silhouettes of the haircut. But I feel like because this is so soft towards the front, I feel like the actual shape through here could do with sharpening. But at the same point, I'm actually relatively happy with how it looks in terms of like, I like it, but it depends on the client. For a client, I would leave it literally as it is because it's got to be wearable. If I'm doing it for like something creative and not like a photo shoot or I have complete freedom, then I might turn it into something different. Now, one of the key things with creativity we've always said is about straight lines. And if you can, invisible straight lines at that, like straight lines is what the eye is drawn to a lot of the time. And especially in haircuts and pretty much everything we're drawn to is silhouettes, straight lines, whether it be pompadours, bobs, mullets, shags, whatever, right? It's often the straight line that draws us to it. So what I want to focus on is the straight lines. If I'm trying to be creative, like a straight line we could have here, it's all very soft. But if you wanted to build out an image, there's no reason why you can't have that straight line because there's an invisible straight line that point and that point join. But again, depending on how you style it, you can actually create it into a literal straight line. Now, again, that's something that in reality is actually super soft here, super soft. But we've created it by knowing where to cut in terms of where to leave volume, where to remove it. It allows us to accentuate and exaggerate any lines and shapes that we actually did cut into the haircut. Obviously through here now we can see how solid our silhouette is, and I like that at the bottom. Again, how you style this remains to be seen, how we style the front remains to be seen, exactly how we get the overall image to look is still like to be determined. Whether we wanted to literally box that off at the front, whether we wanted to leave it shaggy and messy. For a customer, I would leave that broken, but something super creative, it's a mannequin, I could just box it up and see how we go. But to start with, what I'm going to do is I'm going to use a little bit of the Tomb 45 styling powder, and I'm just going to sprinkle a little bit onto the hair. So if you look, like, I know I used a decent amount of that, but I didn't use much on the head. And then what I'm going to do, get a little bit of product in my hand, I'm going to use the paste this time. And then what I want to do here is I want to scrunch it so most of the powder leaves. Most of the powder is going to go up. I don't want the powder here to go into the hair. So what I'm going to do here is I'm going to scrunch. The majority of that powder has left. And I've got a little bit of product on my hands to help so that the product isn't going to be, so that the overall styling won't be too matte. But you can see that has now transformed this into something a lot more sort of creative rather than fundamental. But this is, again, a haircut, a hairstyle that I would do a lot to keep things fundamental, to keep a long haircut where they remove the weight from the top. And then we're going to use our wide tooth comb again at the fringe to just help style that texture and really bring out that image that we wanted to create. Now again, how exactly that looks in the end, completely up to you. So I get my trimmers. All I'm going to do is I'm going to trim just the edges in terms of where the hair was softened and the line was softened. I'm actually going to sharpen a bit more. And again, this is the kind of decision you don't want to make at the start of the haircut because you don't know how exactly it needs to look. So we're going to go in and start in the center, just taking that out. All I'm doing now is just refining those tiny details. And I really do think that this has just turned this image into something that extra bit special. And it's really changed image. And that's why I said, like, working when you've got a balance of soft and sharp on your client, you need to build a balance of soft and sharp in the haircut. Now, again, like, I think overall the client was leaning towards the sharper side, the stronger side of the features. But at the same point, it is only a mannequin, so it's hard to get the full picture because you haven't got the whole body, everything else, you haven't got all the features. But we'd worked, even on a super strong basis of the features, etc., we'd worked on a completely soft haircut because everything was long and soft, and then we also had the fringe broken, which meant it was softer. So I think adding in just that stronger element through the fringe. Now again, I'm not saying that this is what you would do for your customer, because as I said, if it was for my customer, I would probably have left it as that broken fringe because it suited more day-to-day of it. Whereas if I'm trying to create something more editorial, as we said, and really accentuate the features and create an image, and I personally believe that this does a better job of that. And I think that we didn't adjust anything or adapt anything that wasn't already set anyway. This already blends into this. We've only cut across until that actual corner that we already had in the first place. So we can see our final product starting to look exactly kind of how we wanted, exaggerating the features and turning this into something that is editorial, that is more fashion focused, but at the same point is just a fundamental haircut. Because remember, at the basis of this was just a simple, soft, increasing layer with a nice, soft scissor cut in between. Again, we would have, if for a customer, left the bangs, the fringe, as natural as we had initially. We transformed them into something sharper to create that more editorial final piece. But again, that was for that specific instance.